Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So yesterday, as I was about to post about my podcast on social media, a thought came to me and I said, wait a minute, I have to create a new episode. And I hope that I can paint a picture for you to show you how I handled the situation. I did not let anyone's thoughts or opinions become my own. I didn't let it stop me from moving forward on my path. So I have been podcasting for a while now, and I was creating YouTube videos. And I shared a YouTube video with someone who I thought was a friend, and their initial response was they would watch it later, or they would watch it when they got a chance, which was fine. Then there was a follow-up response, and the person said they didn't want to hear any rambling. And so I was thrown off because, first off, why would a friend say that? And secondly, the person didn't even take the time to watch the video before coming to that conclusion. Soon after that, the person sent me a video of a celebrity who they did not know, and it was similar to my video. My video was about words of encouragement. If you follow me and listen to my podcast, it's full of positivity. I speak about real life experiences and real life topics. And so I wondered, why was my video labeled as rambling, but somehow the video of the celebrity was more important? And I quickly realized that this person was not my friend. And at no point did I start to question myself and say, should I be doing this? Do people really want to hear me speak? Should I stop at this point? The one thing that it did was it fueled me to continue on this path. And that's what happens when you are so rooted in who you are and you know what you want. And as of today, I have 4.4K listeners on Real Talk with Q Alexander, and this is my 45th episode. Imagine if I was in a different headspace and I was at a breaking point and I just needed my friend to show support and watch my video and give feedback on it, but really take the time to show interest in what I was doing. That could have taken me to a completely negative and dark place. And I said all that to say this, because I know there are a lot of people who care so much about what other people think of them, what other people have to say. And you can't give anyone that power over your life. I speak about this often, that it's important for us to be kind to one another. We have to choose our words wisely, because there is power in our words. There's power in the words that we speak to ourselves, and there's power in the words that we speak to others. And I don't want anyone to let what someone says stop them from doing what fulfills them and what makes them happy in life. Live with purpose. And just know, as I have spoken about before, how important it is to have a relationship with God. Wake up and pray daily. Give thanks to see another day, to have another opportunity to work on the things that you are passionate about. Don't put your energy into things that are not going to be beneficial to where you are going in your life. It's okay to take breaks, reset and start again. And that is something that I am working on myself, because I have a tendency to just keep going and going. And we have to rest our minds and our bodies so that we can be at our best. But just know that giving up should not be an option. If you give up, that is a guarantee that you will not succeed. There are a lot of miserable and unhappy people in this world, and they want you to feel the same. They want to project that type of energy onto you. And it drives them crazy when they can't get to you, when they see that you are still remaining positive, you are still flourishing in life, and they are only hindering themselves, blessings will continue to pour down on you. And so I wanted to share that because I know there are many people who can relate. There are people who have been working hard on things that they want, and sometimes they get down on themselves, especially with the social media world, comparing themselves to other people, seeing people succeed and be happy. And you have to use that as motivation and inspiration. Don't turn it into something negative to get down on yourself. Continue to push forward. There are people who work on things for many years, and they finally get to that point where all their hard work pays off. So it will happen. You just have to continue to believe in yourself. Believe that you are capable in doing whatever it is that you want to do in life. So I hope that you can take something from this episode. As always, I love to share my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings.